For our devotional time during our family fellowship night tonight, we want to consider the thought, why worry when you can pray? So let me invite you to open your Bibles with me to the book of Philippians, chapter 4. Philippians, chapter 4. God has designed the Christian life to be a charmed life of sufficient grace and unbelievable peace each step of the way when lived by faith in Him. For the faith-rest life that God has provided for His children each day is motivated by His love and enabled by His grace to encourage you to trust His person, His principles, His promises, and His power, as well as to cast each care that comes your way upon the Lord, for He truly cares for you. And regarding this, we read here in Philippians chapter 4, in verses 6 and 7, the following promise. Be anxious for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. The Apostle Paul is writing to these believers at Philippi who had trusted Jesus Christ as their Savior. And what we'll examine tonight here in verses 6 and 7 deals with the second stage of God's plan of salvation, or the believer's progressive sanctification. You see, what already has been true of these individuals is they had come to place their faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. And they had peace with God the moment they trusted in Christ. For having been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. But now, God wanted them to enjoy on a daily basis the peace of God, which is enjoyed by the believer as he walks by faith and casts his care upon the Lord in light of God's provision for him and God's and his position in Christ, as God wants to save us from sin's power, including the sin of anxiety each and every day, as we look forward to one day to going to be with the Lord in heaven, in which there will never be another cause for anxiety ever. And in Philippians 4 and verse 6, he underscores, first of all, the problem. Be anxious for nothing. The word anxious is a Greek word that can be used in a positive way for a legitimate care or concern. In fact, it's used that way right here in Philippians 2. If you look at Philippians 2 for a moment, verses 19 and 20. But I trust in the Lord Jesus to send Timothy to you shortly, that I also may be encouraged when I know your state, for I have no one like-minded who will sincerely, here's the word, care for your state. So there is a place for legitimate concern for other people. But there's also the word, the Greek word here translated anxious, can mean to be worried or anxious because we fail to factor in the Lord and we fail to trust in Him. And as a result, we are dominated by, we are controlled by, we struggle with worry or anxiety. And that's why in the King James Version of the Bible, it says, be careful for nothing. The word careful means full of cares. And unfortunately, too many believers are filled with anxiety, worry, drinking Maalox by the quart. Now, this word be anxious is in the present tense. And it, since it's a prohibition, the idea would be stop being anxious. But we will notice the Lord not only tells us to stop being anxious, but He will tell us how He can do that in our life. It's in the active voice, which means you have a choice in this matter. Now that you're saved in light of your position in Christ, you no longer have to live enslaved to the sin nature. You have a choice now you never had before, and you have the resources available to you now you never had before to not live with anxiety. Thirdly, this is in the imperative mood. This means this is a command. In other words, this is the will of God. God does not want you to live with anxiety. And this is very important because immature believers or carnal believers operate on their emotions, while mature believers or even an immature believer who's walking in the Spirit is operating by faith based on biblical principle or promise. So the Lord is telling you tonight, and He's telling me tonight, be anxious for nothing. Don't be anxious. Now, let me ask you, what have you been worried about lately? Perhaps it's the decision to make, or maybe it's the decision you've already made. Maybe you are anxious about tomorrow. As our Lord said in Matthew 6:25, don't be anxious about tomorrow, for sufficient is the trouble thereof today. Maybe you're anxious about your marriage. Maybe you're anxious about your lack of marriage. Maybe you're anxious about your family. Maybe you're anxious about your lack of family. Maybe you're anxious about your job, or maybe you're anxious about your lack of a job. Or maybe you're anxious about your schooling, or fill in the blank. We have a myriad of things, if we fail to walk by faith, that we can get anxious about. And all individuals are prone to anxiety, though some personality types especially seem to be bent towards worrying. So how about you? How about you today? How about you right now? You're worrying, or I should say, are you worrying even about something real, or is it just imaginatory? A lot of times what we get worried about is going to happen. Doesn't even happen, let alone we shouldn't worry. You can't be worrying and at the same time be enjoying the peace of God. Someone has said, worry is like a rocking chair. It'll give you something to do, but it won't get you anywhere. So the problem is, be anxious, and the prohibition is, for nothing. And the word literally means, not even one thing. Don't be anxious about even one thing. Now, we can get anxious about a lot of things. In fact, you can get anxious about the corruption in the world and all that's going on and the state of the world. And you can listen to talk radio until you are, you know, just again, filled with fear and filled with anxiety. Psalm 37:1 says, do not fret because of evil doers. Let's not lose our peace by walking by sight instead of by faith. God gives us no permission to worry in even one area. In fact, you know, years ago, I believe it was the young people in our church gave me this plaque that hangs in my study. It says, Lord, why am I worrying about your problems? And it's an excellent reminder that the Lord says, those are my problems, not yours. Why don't you give them over to me? You know, I've told this story before, but bear with me if you haven't heard it, of a missionary who was driving down the road with a pickup truck, and he saw this national walking along, this native, and he had this huge basket on his head. And he pulled over and he says, would you like a ride? And he said, oh, I'd love. He says, well, get in the back. So he got in the box of the pickup truck, and as he's driving down the road, he happens to look in his mirror and he notices the guy standing up with the basket on his head. And he stops and he says, what are you doing? He says, well, I knew the truck could hold me, but I wasn't sure it could hold the basket. And I thought, isn't that the way we are? We can trust Jesus Christ for our eternal destiny. But then we worry about all these things in life as if He can't handle it. Now, would you like to exchange your anxiety for God's peace in your heart? God says, you can. You can. In fact, what does the verse go on to say? Be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. Now notice the contrast here. But, in contrast to anxiety, this is what you need to do. In everything, because we're to be anxious for nothing, as you're going through your day in everything, by prayer and supplication, and both words speak of, again, going to the Lord about this, beseeching the Lord, requesting of the Lord, going to the throne of grace, casting these cares on the Lord, and you're to do this over and over again. Let your requests, and this is in the present tense, keep on letting your requests be made known unto God. One by one by one by one by one by one by one, step by step by step by step as you go through your day. Is it really necessary? Yes, it's in the imperative mood, which means, again, it is a command. But in everything by prayer and supplication, now please know this, with thanksgiving. And that balances it. So that you're not just focused on the problem you're committing to the Lord or the situation, but with thanksgiving. Are there some things you can be thankful for right in the midst of that situation that is perhaps going to cause you to worry? How about thanking the Lord for His past blessing? How about thanking Him for the throne of grace? How about claiming some of His precious promises? How about His past answers to prayer? You see, all of this will keep you balanced. And you're to make your request known to who? To God! To God, the one person who can do something about it. And I say that because we are prone to talk to our friends about it. Now everyone's into texting. I'm into texting too. Here's the text right here. Okay, the text of the Bible. That's what I'm into. I'm into texting. And the text tells us here, and everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be known to God. By the way, does God already know your situation? Does God have the means to address it? Does God still have a plan? Is He still on the throne? Is Romans 8 still, 28 still true? How about Genesis 50, 20? How about 1 Corinthians 10, 13? Is His grace still sufficient for you? Have you lost sight of who your God is and what He is like? Are we forgetting that He is the sovereign, righteous, just, loving, eternal, all-knowing, all-present, all-powerful, immutable, true God of the universe who can handle everything? You see, we can be relieved of our anxiety when we're focused on the Lord again instead of the problem, and we're giving it over to the Lord like the sign that's up in Scott Johnson's office. Good morning. This is God. I'll be handling all your problems today. I will not require your help. So important to remember. So important. And you know, God knows exactly how to take care of you. He knows how, like with Elijah, how to send the ravens to feed you at the right time. Faith eyes not the circumstances, but the Word of God. No wonder 1 Peter 5:7 says, we're to be casting all your care upon Him, for He cares for you. And notice the word all again. Little things and big things. He's there for you. The battle is the Lord's. And thus, each situation that comes along, He wants us to take that care, that concern, that worry, and lay it upon Him in prayer. With thanksgiving that He cares for us. But our tendency is we're prone to take it back, aren't we? And then we have to admit it and give it back to Him. You see, cast thy burden upon the Lord, and He shall sustain you. And so the problem is be anxious. The prohibition is for nothing. The path to God's peace, but in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. And now notice the promise. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Notice the peace speaks of inner tranquility. And notice it's of God. This is peace that comes from God. Not the peace with God that was settled at the cross and the moment you were saved. This is the peace from God He gives you in exchange for your anxiety. And notice something about that peace. It's not only of God. Secondly, it surpasses all understanding. It surpasses human explanation, human comprehension. You don't understand how that can all be true, but it is. And you know it to be true. And thirdly, this peace will guard. It'll walk around like a sentry guarding a castle. And the castle will be your hearts and minds. And all of this is available through Christ Jesus, who you are united to, identified with, positioned in, as He is your resource for everything. Praise the Lord. So I want to ask you a question. In living the faith rest life, are you learning to cast your cares on the Lord? Give it over to Him? Or are you just taking it on yourself and you wonder why you're so burdened down and why you're filled with anxiety? Why you're so worried and why you lack peace in your life? And you know, when the Lord points it out, just admit it and realize, took my eyes off the Lord, I put them on myself, put them on my situation. I started carrying the burden myself. Now remember, He doesn't promise to change your circumstance. He promises to exchange your anxiety for His peace and give you an emotional stability in your trial. And the inner tranquility that surpasses all understanding is a wonderful provision of His grace. And that's why worry when you can pray? You know this song? Let's sing it together. Why worry when you can pray? Trust Jesus, He'll be your stay. Don't be a doubting comet, rest fully on His promise. Why worry, 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 when you can pray? Start resting, do not delay. Trust Jesus, He'll guide your way. God's grace will be sufficient. His knowledge, His omniscient. Why worry, 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 when you can pray? And let's pray. Father, thank You again that You not only provide salvation for us, but that You want to give us Your peace that passes all understanding as the fruit of Your Spirit by living by faith and casting these cares upon You, for You care for us. We just thank You so much, Lord, for Your love and Your mercy and Your grace. And we thank You so much for the finished work of Jesus Christ on that cross when He died and paid the penalty of our sins and conquered death, hell, and the grave in order to give us eternal life. Thank You for the assurance of this. Thank You for the ministry, even in Quartzsite recently, and the many people who heard the gospel there, as well as in Mexico, and even the connection with believers in which they could be better equipped and clearer in their understanding and even giving out the gospel to others. Father, I pray that with a correct understanding of the gospel, we might have a commensurate passion and concern for those around us and a boldness that You would give us, Father, to share this message with others. And we just want to thank You that in living the Christian life, it can truly be a charmed life if we live it by grace and we live it through faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, and we learn again to, by faith, cast those cares upon Him as He cares for us. Thank You for all of these things, dear Father, and for a joyous evening here tonight. In Jesus' name. I think we're going to wait on the Lord's Supper till Sunday in light of the fact that it is 8:30. But let's open our hymn books for our closing song, at which time also those who want to scoop ice cream are free to do that. Carla and I have talked. We will have ice cream every family fellowship night. And so you're invited to join us up after for some fellowship there as well. Number 281, what a great song to end with, that Jesus is coming again, and let's stand as we sing together.
Marvelous message we bring, glorious carol we sing, wonderful work of the King. Jesus is coming again, coming again, coming again. Maybe morning, maybe noon, maybe eve, and maybe soon, coming again, coming again. Oh, what a wonderful day it will be. Jesus is coming. Stanza 3. Standing before Him at last, trial and trouble all past. Crowns at His feet we will cast. Jesus is coming again. Coming again. Coming again. Maybe morning, maybe noon, maybe and will be soon. Coming again. Coming again. Oh, what a wonderful day it will be. Jesus is coming again. And all God's people said, Amen. Thank you.